The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello and welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
It's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome. We are at my house.
Yes, we are. It's very lovely in here.
Couldn't feel more different than how we used to record at my house.
Oh yeah, we used to record on a skateboard.
I just sold that in my garage
sale. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You finally got rid of it.
And my longboard.
Was it a longboard or a skateboard?
You're talking about the table.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretend skateboard, but I also sold my real longboard.
Oh.
I got rid of all my boards.
Oh my God. Why'd you get rid of it?
It was time. My longboard has been, I got it in high school.
Yeah.
And I brought it to college.
Did you use it in college?
No.
You just aren't.
I had high hopes to.
Yeah.
When I bought it, it was a really big deal.
Well, it was like a big thing back in the day.
And my mom was like, how much was it? She was thinking like probably that it was really expensive. I was like, I think it was like $150. But in high school, that felt big.
Did you ride it in high school?
I did ride it in high school because all of my friends did. So probably junior year, before I got a license.
Okay.
We longboarded to like Scoops ice cream and stuff. Like I was kind of okay at it.
Oh.
I know, because I would go with like Eric and Danny and all of them, and because I wanted to be cool.
Yeah. Longboarding is easier than skateboarding.
So much easier.
Okay.
But you still can get speed wobble.
What is speed wobble?
When you're going too fast and you're like, your ankles start going, and then it's called speed wobble.
Oh, no.
Gotta stabilize. My friends used to longboard down like 5 Mile Hill.
That's so scary.
Insane.
Would you guys wear helmets?
No, but I was mostly flat ground. I wasn't moving quickly.
I think about like riding a bike. I mean,
a bike is not bad.
Well, me on a bike.
In the city, but like on a bike path.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I was out and before we get into this, we're Grey's Anatomy podcast. We are today, we're
shooting the shit.
We're shooting the shit today. We finished season 18. We're going to a little bit later, maybe do some predictions for the season finale of season 19. But yeah, we're just kind of taking this as what are some of our patrons say a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I haven't watched an episode of Grey's, well, of old Grey's in a week and a half now.
Yes. So
I did feel like I had more spare time.
Yeah, I know. Well, because 3 hours weren't being taken up.
Yeah, it's notes like you have to place it in like the right spot.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Can't half-ass it when you got to take notes.
Yeah.
Although we really used to half-ass it. I found a notebook that was full of, because we used to watch the episode together.
Did you burn it?
No, I saved it. And we used to take notes during it. And
yeah.
I don't know what those notes say. They're just handwritten chicken scratch.
Yeah, they're just scribbly scrabble.
And you know, no one complained then. Why did we become so official?
Well, it's not like we are that official because when we go be like, where's my note? Let me find my note. Hold on. It's here somewhere.
We did have an era of color coding the notes.
Yeah, that was a little wild. Like we should have, we went a little too far.
That was when we had to like recount the entire.
Well, that's when before we did rounds.
Yeah. And now instead I just spend about 40 minutes writing rounds after the 3 hours. So I don't know. There's no easy way.
There is no easy way.
I would
so
like
today
to
is a palette.
But I would like to, the last thing I'll say is I would like to employ ChatGPT to be like, can you summarize this episode of Grey's Anatomy in 100 words or less?
Yeah. Do you have to pay for that?
I have to figure it out. I don't know. Maybe, but it could be useful.
Did you listen to the new Armchair Expert today?
No.
With Jane Fonda?
Yes.
In the fact check, they were talking about AI and like writers and stuff.
Oh, I mean, it's insane.
It's
terrifying. It's the demise of our culture.
Yeah. It's really something, isn't it?
You can get headshots. So you like can upload like however many photos of yourself.
Right.
And get them done in different settings.
Right. But isn't it like learning still because I saw the perfect, some of the hands.
Yeah, but some are like not bad. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, at least I don't ever have to take a headshot again.
Yeah. Will you take my headshot?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not good at headshots.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll ask someone else.
No, I would like to, but I I want you to like it.
Well, then I think what we need to do is do it on a day where you and I have time.
Uh-huh.
And then like you can show it to me and I can be like, okay, I don't like how that one looks.
Like when we did 100 photos of ourselves.
That's what we need. Like I'll just stand in front of this wall here and like.
Or we'll get like a good studio.
Yeah. Situation. But like instead of you just like.
Yeah.
It will just be you and me.
Not
and
during a family session.
No. And then you'll like show it to me. Yeah. And I'll be like, whoa.
And I will disconnect myself from the product so that when you say you don't like it, I don't take it personally.
Yeah, it would be like, I just want a little less chin. And that has nothing to do with you.
and then I'll
everything to do with me.
Higher up the ladder.
Yeah.
Because I will have a ladder.
Of course you will. I'll bring the ladder. I'll be on the ladder.
No, you need to be down below.
Oh.
I'm not tall enough.
I could be leaning against a ladder. Ooh. Like a graduation photo.
That would be good. Not under it, though.
No, that's...
That's dangerous.
Bad things would happen then.
You can support us on Patreon. We don't need to go through all of the things, but honestly, if you would like this podcast to continue, we kind of need patrons.
Yeah. We kind of need to get paid.
Yeah, it's been rough lately and we understand your sacrifice and we thank you so much. But if you've considered
it's a sacrifice. It's something that you purchase. We all make purchases in life. We all choose to spend our money in certain ways. I donate to a Patreon.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, we do one together.
And we do one together.
And then I do two others.
And then I also give Amazon a ton of money.
I know. My Prime membership is renewing soon. I don't like that. I like to just think it's free.
Yeah. I'm on John's now, so I don't even look at bills.
I had to do my own bookkeeping today because I've started to do that to save money, like for my business. And it's like, I don't like to come face to face with what I'm spending.
That was for future me.
It was much better to just have someone else do it. And then I'd be like, where'd my money go? Now I have to be like, the smoothie I bought. Like,
yes.
The film that I thought I needed. So
support
us, patreon.com/theoncallroom.
John, we were in Ace yesterday. And he said, we had to get what's called Milky Spore.
God, I should have had you pick up a Milky Spore.
I should have, to get rid of some grubs in our garden. And you know, Ace has that little section of nice stuff, like little dishes.
Oh, Ace Hardware is an incredible store.
Thank you so much. We walk in and I was like, I love Ace.
It's small enough that it's manageable. Yeah. It has snacks.
Yeah, it's like all that stuff is very overpriced. And so I rarely buy something in that section once in a while. But we walked past and there were these really pretty dishes. There was like ones with lemons and strawberries. They were just cute.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to buy them. And I pointed them out to John.
But
and
he
I
got
said,
so mad.
Look at how cute those are. And he said, you are ABS. And I was like, I'm ABS.
Always be shopping.
Always be shopping. And I was like, uh-oh, what is our credit card bill like?
Wait, you have your own though, right?
No. Well, yeah. But
you have the shared one, but then don't you also have...
Yeah, but...
You're putting it on that Delta card.
I'm putting it on that Amex, for sure. Oh,
the best.
Yeah.
You're going to work soon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, doing... I'm, you know...
I shouldn't talk. We bought our Italy tickets today, and they are ungodly expensive.
How much were they?
Do you want to know? No, I'll tell you after. I feel embarrassed.
You can bleep it out. Andrew, bleep it out.
Oh, yeah. Andrew, bleep out the price. Because no one needs to know my logistics. We're flying, it's nonstop.
Nonstop, baby.
To Rome. It's out of Detroit and it's Delta.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm still in the back of the airplane. Did you know it was like $8,000 for like first class?
Oh, ticket?
Per person. isn't that insane? And that's like one way.
Who has money like that?
No. It was like, do you want to upgrade? And I was like, no.
No, absolutely not.
I did pay extra. You can keep this price in, Andrew. I paid $200 a person to have it be refundable.
I think that's smart. If you're already spending X amount,
right.
Like $200 is just like pocket change
exactly.
At that point.
Yeah. So, it was about that much with my $500 voucher that I had because I had to cancel another flight. So,
man.
We are buying them sort of last minute. Like May to September is
shorter.
It's a little bit And like, I could have flown United and done about half that, but it was out of Chicago and there was a layover.
Well, and that's really complicated to get to Chicago. It's not that complicated, but it just adds, once it's like, it's not the going there, it's the coming home.
Yeah. And I was going to have to spend a night in Chicago previous to that. And which meant I'd probably have to eat lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
So I was like, that equals the price difference.
It does.
So anyway, so it's all planned. Jake gets to fly with me.
That's great.
And we don't get to go for quite as long as I would like. I cannot complain, but it's going to be hard leaving when everyone else has like a full week.
Yeah. That's going to be the hard part.
Because I had to do that the last time.
Yeah.
And that made me sad. And it was only like 4 days.
This is a full week.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm excited to go, and it's going in September. It'll be fun.
That'll be really lovely.
Yeah.
We're planning on going to Italy in May.
Oh,
so a year from now, if all goes to plan. If I stop be shopping. But we have all of our miles saved. So our flights will be covered.
Comfort You're sure plus. Of that?
Oh, yeah. We have it all.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. If not, maybe a couple hundred bucks, but like.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Keep it in. Keep this in. Keep all of this in. I have about $1,000 of points on my one card, but I wanted to book it through Delta.
Oh.
And I can't. It's just.
That's a pain in the ass. All those point things just get.
I think I understand it and then I don't.
No. I always feel like I had this one credit card that got points. And I'd be like, this is going to be great. And then when I'd like go to cash them in, I'd be like, fuck, I have a balance on my card. So I'd just use it to like pay off my balance. Be like, this is dumb. This isn't even fun money.
I'm just money.
Paying off a bill. Being an adult is really hard.
Oh my God. It is not fun.
No. I mean, it is kind of fun. Like when I'm looking around, you know what else I was just thinking, listeners, when I came over tonight, you have literally redone your whole house.
Thank you. It feels like a different house.
Yeah. Right? You have literally, bedroom, kitchen, living room, deck, bathroom.
There's just no plants yet, but it's I've got the skeleton.
Plants.
You know, outside. Like the yard outside. Is redone, but it's just nothing. And inside is like there's still some walls. I haven't hung anything in my kitchen.
Yeah, but they're so pristine.
And I haven't ordered a light for up there.
I mean, there's so many things in that will probably take forever. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, because when I went to order it, it was back ordered till June and that annoyed me. But yet here I am, and now it's about to be June and I could have had it.
Well, yeah, of course.
So now it's back ordered to like December and I'm more annoyed. So I'm just not ever going to get a light.
We have things like that in our house where you just don't get to it. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's been 3 years we've lived here with a light bulb hanging from the ceiling.
And I made them not put up our old fixture because I said, it's got to be just a light bulb. So I remember to do it.
I don't even notice it, honestly.
Also, I wish I'd just done a light like that because honestly, I don't think this is a weird statement. I don't like light fixtures. I cannot... find ones that I at least like shopping for them. When I go into a beautiful home and they have one, I recognize it and I'm like, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But like lights on websites, they all look ugly to me.
Yeah. I feel that way about ceiling fans.
I don't think there are cool looking ceiling fans.
There are maybe a couple
there's
that
better
are better. Yeah, like ours in our bedroom is garbage.
Atrocity.
Yeah. But they're also like, you know, for like a decent looking one, it's like $289. I know that because I just went to Home Depot.
Yeah.
And like.
They're all ugly at Home Depot, I feel like.
But this was way better looking than what we have.
Did you get one?
No, because what we could spend, we have a working ceiling fan. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I don't
That's how you didn't replace your shower head and now look how much better your life is.
I know. Well, so today I went to Costco and we had some. Always be shopping. Do I have a problem? I just do all the shopping for family, because John is working to pay off the bills while I'm out shopping.
That's perfect.
So I was at Costco and we had some gift cards from moving our phone from Verizon to Costco AT&T.
Oh, perfect.
So we got $200 to Costco.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's like half a trip.
Yeah, we're throwing out a lot of numbers right now.
So many. This is a numbers podcast.
So we used some of it for arborvitaes, trees, because we killed two, whatever. So this time around, I was there and what am I even talking about?
know what you're talking about.
No, what did I get from Costco? What the fuck were we talking about?
Trees, lights, ceiling fans.
Okay, ceiling fans.
So you did it because you were, oh, we were talking about your shower head then that works. You were like, he's crying.
I literally don't know what I'm talking.
Jane Fonda did that on the
I have no idea. All I can think is I bought some sun shirts. What the
oh no.
But that is not what.
What'd you use your gift card on? Just the trees?
No. I mean, I got some cat food.
This is
and paper towel.
Oh no.
And some Swiffers. And then yeah, I got two sun shirts.
You're talking about like redoing your house, kitchen. You are Jane Fonda.
I know.
She was talking and Dax was like, "You're on fire." And she's like, "What am I saying? Did I finish my thought
Did
process?"
I finished my thought. No, I am.
You're doing great.
I feel like it will come back at some point.
Yeah. You're going to just
I'm just going to be like, "Oh my god, that's what I was talking about." Oh. We're talking about spending money. I don't know. It's completely gone.
That's okay. Once these stools are refinished and reupholstered, you won't even recognize this room.
It'll be completely different.
Because those really throw it off.
I don't even notice them.
They're blue. Nothing else in here is blue.
That's true.
They're like a cream and white gingham.
That's not gingham.
No, what I'm getting. What I have is green.
Like, that's blue.
Those are very mod. And then I'm going to spray paint them black.
Like a matte black?
Uh-huh, matte black. Jake had grabbed the spray paint, and he was like, this one? And it was like ultra glossy. I was like, absolutely not.
Are you crazy?
Can you imagine what a travesty that would look like?
You would have to repaint it.
Everything.
I am so mad. I cannot remember what I was talking about. It's really not that big of a deal.
Have you been roofied by yourself?
Maybe. That was really funny. I got two sun shirts from Costco.
Long sleeve?
Long sleeve. Now guess how much I spent.
On all those things you mentioned?
No. Just on the sun. Like
sun
how much is sun shirt?
$15.99. Or two for $17.99.
They were each $7. Can you?
And they're SPF?
SPF 50.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I hated is when kids would wear short sleeve sun shirts? Because I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Are they cute?
Yeah, there's like a
Hawaiian pattern.
Kind of like a pink. I got like a light pink one with like kind of like flower, not uh-huh. even flowery things, like squiggly white things.
Are these from boat days?
Yeah. And then like a plain turquoise green. I wanted this one that was white with then it had like flowers on the sleeves, but they didn't have my size.
Ugh.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
I haven't been to Costco in a while because you got me my liquid IV last time, so I didn't have to go.
Yeah.
You could have gotten 200 hot dogs. Or no, the hot dogs aren't a dollar. How much are they?
$1.50, I think.
Mm, you could have got a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad because I used the rest of the gift cards.
On yourself?
I mean, I got paper towel and cat food.
So you used it on March?
Yeah. And Swiffers.
Ugh, I love buying those.
And I mean, I went there for like three things and of course I left with like eight. Oh my God, I know what I did. Okay, I know.
Thank God we made it. I just knew if we stayed here long enough.
So I got two new pillows from Costco. Okay.
So bedroom this pillows or decorative?
Bedroom pillows.
Are they the Sealy ones?
Yes.
I have them.
Okay. So we have a king size bed. When we got the king size bed, I only got two king pillows. Because pillows are expensive. And then we had like our standard size pillows behind it.
Your life's going to change.
Right. And it annoyed me. I hated how it looked, whatever. And so then I was like, fuck it. I have gift cards.
Yep.
So that is what I bought from Costco. John came home. I was changing the sheets and then I was putting them on. I was like, okay.
They're really floofy at first too.
Yeah. I was like, I got us new pillows and he's like very specific. And so I was like, before I like tear up this packaging, like lay a head on it. So he's like, okay, let me get in like the mood of like, oh, I just had dinner.
A long day.
Yeah, and I'm going to lay down. And so he lays back and he's like, yes, this will do. And I can't tell you the fucking joy I felt putting two king size pillows on there. Yeah. So technically now we have three king size pillows because we have shams on our front king. So we have three king size pillows and then two throw pillows.
That's great.
Yeah.
They're really high at first, but then Jake's are already like real flat.
And John laughed really hard. I was like, this is incredible. Like, the things that bring me joy. Like, okay, if Jake and John were to live in this house alone.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It would be garbage. It would be garbage.
The jeans that would be hung on the wall.
In the kitchen, probably.
I mean, the just the crumbs on the counter.
Yeah. And like, John.
They would eventually clean. It would be like.
Yeah.
We're coming over.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be a good clean.
No. And like, John pretty much knows how, not knows how, likes to vacuum. John does a great job vacuuming. He doesn't like to dust. And you know what? That's fine. I'll do it. But I'm just saying, like, aesthetically, we make a very nice home.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm always saying, I'm like, are you glad that I did this? Like, our bedroom, we just did a full redo. And he was like, this looks really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I did all the gardens this weekend, like got all my annuals. And John said at the end of it all, like, you did a really wonderful job. They're very beautiful. So I think they do appreciate it.
Oh, for sure. And then when people come over and compliment it.
Yeah.
Like your pest guy who came over to me and told me how much that he could sit and talk to you and guys forever.
He really likes me.
He loves your house.
Yeah,
he said it smells good. It's always morning. Breeze always has a pot of coffee brewing. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, okay.
I think he's just.
I should be like, Dave, do you want a pot of coffee? Or
he's never been in my house because McCoy hates him.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't like me.
I mean, I think he's.
Doesn't like me as much as he likes you guys.
Well, because he gets to walk around our whole house.
I know. Mark used to come in here, our old guy, because McCoy didn't mind Mark.
Why does he not like Dave?
I don't know.
Something
he's just
about
weird
Dave?
About certain workers.
Hmm.
Like if you just come in, you're like, hi, buddy, hi, and then he's fine. But if you like knock a bunch.
Yeah.
And he's always out in the garage and McCoy's like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
But.
Dave's a nice guy.
Yeah. No pests.
Our pest people. Did I tell you about this pest guy who showed up to my house? That was not Dave.
A new pest guy?
Okay. So this was wild. Dave shows up, sprays for pests, leaves. I have to go run some errands. I probably have to go shopping. So I go shopping. And now that I'm saying this, I'm like, what am I buying all the time? a little candle here, a little tulip there. No big deal. So I come home and, you know, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but I pulled up in the front of the house and there was someone on our porch.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah. And you're like, what are you doing on my porch?
You're also like, I live here.
Yeah. So I like,
you feel creepy.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So I get out of the car and I'm like, can I help you? This is my house. And he was like, oh, and he was like, he seemed like 17, but he was probably like 23.
Yeah.
And he was like, so I'm with so-and-so pest services, but he was in like, you know how when like the pest guys come, they're in like work clothes.
It's like a uniform.
Yeah, it's like a uniform. He was in like dress clothes. It was odd.
That is odd.
And then he was like, I'm just like servicing like a neighbor in the area. And since I'm here, I can give
around.
Like discounts because I'm already out here. And I was like, oh, thank you for offering. But we actually already have a pest company. And they actually came out today. So, like, I'm all set. Yeah. Like, I was really nice. And then he, like, I was, like, on the bottom stairs. And he was up on the porch, like, kind of blocking me to the door. And then he was like, oh.
He's like, what are the odds?
Like, paused for a while. And then he was like, who's your pest people? And then I told him, Rose Pest. And he was like, oh.
That's so weird.
Was so weird. And then I was like, yep. And we're really happy with them. Thank you. And then I shut the door in his face.
We really love Dave.
We love Dave. So, and they were literally just here today. And
he's probably like, he was probably thinking like, if only I'd been here an hour sooner.
Yeah. What are the odds? Yeah. I think he was probably going to try and be like, oh, well, we have better rates or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't care.
You don't, yeah. No. No. We're
Is
paying.
This interesting content, everyone?
Is this a palate cleanser? Okay. Well, here is a thing. We're still watching Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, I'm not.
You haven't watched episode 7?
No.
It's really good.
Okay.
There's only 9 episodes in the season.
Oh, fuck.
I know. I've started Succession.
Okay, what?
I'm still not done with season 1.
Okay.
I had to take a pause. I still am like trying to grasp.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've just come to terms that I might just never understand the business part of it always.
You won't ever.
Yeah. Okay, great. so I'm making progress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, new Queer Eye season is out.
Oh, I haven't started
And the
that.
First two episodes are fucking gold. That show, I don't know if there's a show that makes me feel happier than that show.
Yeah.
Like, I feel sad, but then happy.
Uh-huh.
I really like, and I also watched that show, what is it called? Something in Fashion, Next in Fashion, that
yes.
Tan.
Yeah.
And I love Tan.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Tan is so empathetic.
Yeah.
And just such a beautiful soul.
I agree.
And honestly, also I looked up too to make sure that Karamo like has training, and he does. He was a social worker and a psychologist, yeah. or not a psychologist, a
social worker,
starts with a P, but isn't a psychiatrist, but isn't a therapist, but is something.
Say, I don't know.
Okay, but he definitely like worked as in that field.
Okay.
Because I'm like, what you're doing is therapy. Are you trained?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good.
It's fucking beautiful. Like, I just, and like Jonathan Van Ness, the things that they say to like the people are just so heartwarming. And like, I don't know, I just fucking love it. Like, it brings me so much joy. So everyone should watch.
Psychotherapist.
Yeah.
Karamo, oh, so I mean, he was a licensed social worker. So he probably worked as a therapist
for
with
like
his
years.
Like LMSW. Yeah.
So, which I was glad for. Yeah. And I just think they're doing such important work, like really important work, at least for like, obviously the people whose lives they're doing it to, but then also anyone that watches it. I was just blown away by it. I just highly recommend the new season.
Okay.
The first episode, I'll just tell you, no spoiler, but it's a frat house.
Oh.
And I think it's like a very small nerdy frat house, but it's like these six or seven dudes, and it was fucking beautiful.
Okay.
Couldn't love it more. And I think it was like Jonathan that was like, this healed something in me.
Did you cry?
Oh, I've cried both the first and second episode.
Okay, great.
Nothing makes me, I don't know, that show tickles something in me.
Yeah. I feel like I binge watched it because everyone like got on it. No, I mean like seasons of it. And I didn't like, I watched like one or two episodes and then I kind of like fell off.
Uh-huh.
And then I forgot about it. And then one day I was like, oh my God, I have like four seasons to watch.
What a joy.
And so, I mean, I didn't watch them all in one day, but I like binged it.
I didn't love was it Tokyo or Japan? I didn't love that season.
I don't remember.
As much as, like, this one's in New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. I want them to come to Detroit.
That would be cool.
I feel like Grand Rapids is too small of a city, but yeah. I feel like they could come to Detroit.
I feel like that's what I've thought about, like, Top Chef, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool if they came to Detroit, or I wonder if they've done Chicago. That would be cool. So John and I have been watching old reruns of Curb Appeal from, like, the early 2000s, like an HGTV show. And then yesterday we were watching Beach Hunters, not House Hunters, but where they like look for like houses on the water.
Oh, dream.
I love TV like that, where it's the same setup
premise.
Every time. It's three houses. It's mindless bullshit. And then we're like, how much do you think that house is? I'm like, holy shit. And then, you know, like, I think they're going to choose option two. They're idiots. They chose three, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
We watched like six episodes, I think, yesterday. Because they're also like 20-minute episodes.
That's,
you know,
like nail salon TV, I call it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But there was one on there for Sutton's Bay in Michigan.
Mm.
And that was really cool to be like,
oh my God.
They
were so expensive.
Yeah, I think you know what is also crazy? This must have been at a different time because they'd be like, asking price for this house is like $850 or whatever.
We're going to say $600.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, so the asking price was $850. We put a bid in at $710 and they countered and we got it for $730. And you're like, what?
I'm pretty sure when we did our house, we asked for, or we said less, or maybe exactly. But like with a bunch of, you used to be able to bargain.
Yeah. And like counter.
Isn't that
But
crazy?
I mean like $100,000 off. Like that's insane.
No, now you have to do that much more.
I know. It's crazy. I'm really happy I have a house.
Oh God. Me too.
Yeah.
If you're looking for one, we send you our love. It's
Seriously,
not fun.
It's not nice out there.
I'm glad my mom made me buy a house when I wasn't ready to.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to become a realtor and you're going to sell you my first house. And I said, okay.
Okay, mom.
Also, like we looked at like 10 houses in one day. You can't do that anymore. There are not 10 to be looked at.
John and I were just talking about this today and like the recession and they're not investing in housing. I don't know.
More things we don't know about.
No, I don't know anything about it. But I'm like, I just don't. I guess it's like calmed down in other places, but like not in Michigan at all.
They keep putting us. Vogue just had a thing about Northern Michigan being like the new go-to in the summer. And I said, stop telling people.
Don't come here.
Because I still have dreams of owning like land up there. Yeah, and I'm never going to be able to.
No, because everyone.
Why don't we own it together?
Oh, that's a great idea. I need a little time.
Oh,
I need to start working.
Always be shopping. It's okay. I shop a lot too. I'm trying to be better.
I know. It's so hard.
There's just always
things. I just need things. Like I need paper towel.
I know.
But then also while I'm there, there just happens to be a sun shirt.
Capitalism,
which
man.
I also need. Like I.
You can't get skin cancer.
I can't. And I don't have any sun shirts. And you know what? Had I gone. I mean, John was very happy that I got a Costco sun shirt because had we gone to REI.
Oh, you would have paid $40 a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know what? That's what we did last year. We went there and they were like $45. And I was like, I cannot justify spending $45. So I got skin cancer. And you know what? This year I won't.
No.
Because I spent $14 on two shirts.
I want to bring up a funny, quick conversation that we had at John's birthday party with our friends. And then we should talk to Grace. I just want to hit on.
Oh, no.
No.
Of what?
Of.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is it okay if I bring it up?
I mean.
I won't talk about that, but I'm just okay. In general, I think they would think this is funny.
Okay, great.
I would like to know if this is a Midwest thing because that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Okay, all of our group of table friends.
There's probably like 14 of us.
Yeah, we have all had warts as a kid.
Yeah,
like on our hands, on our hands. Feet.
Yeah, we're not talking genital warts. We're talking like,
which it's okay if you've had those.
Yeah,
but that's not what we were discussing. Open at a table.
At a table, we were talking about the ones that like kids get on their hands and feet.
Yeah, and we were talking about how we've all had them. We would be like, "Hey, you had a wart?" And like, "Yeah." Yeah. Or they'd be like, "Yeah, I cut it off with a knife when I was a kid." Like that's
the thing is, everyone had like a traumatic story about
yes.
it.
Like it because it always happens at an embarrassing age and. You feel like you have no choice but to cut it off on your own.
Or like put duct tape on it. Or
yeah,
like,
or like those disgusting Band-Aids that have that brown something that basically just make them wrinkly.
Yeah. And it's like, why weren't we just going to the dermatologist?
Right.
And
our parents didn't know.
Burned off. Yeah.
And so anyways, we were talking about that and it was a new friend to our circle who is not from Michigan said that he'd never heard of this, but then he did have two warts.
Currently.
Yeah, because our friend was like, "Let me see. Give me your hand. I'll find one." And literally was like, "There's a wart." So God, I never laughed harder in that moment. Is this a Midwest thing? Do you guys have warts?
I feel like it has to be a wart. It's just a virus.
But is it just...
It's the human papillomavirus.
But is it everyone or is it just Michigan?
I think if it's just Michigan, we got to get out.
But
things are not going well for us then.
So I'm just curious. It was the funniest conversation.
It was really funny because we literally went person to person and then they'd be like, "Yeah, third grade, planner's wart." Like, like the next person would be like, "Fifth grade, super embarrassed, cut it off myself."
Yeah, that was your sister.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend next time you're in a group of your friends... Open the conversation.
Which, like, warts can be seen as, like, really gross and, like...
But not when y'all have them.
But that's what made it so funny is, like, every single person... Well, I will say, I will be honest on the podcast that I had...
Oh, you're going to be vulnerable.
Yeah, I had a very... caught a very early, small wart on my...
Very cute.
Very dainty on the... inside of my thumb.
Yeah.
And I was, like... I know now. You just go like just immediately and get it burned off. Otherwise, it takes multiple treatments, whatever. Ugh. So I just went and got it burned off. But then there was a big blood blister. So people were like, have I not noticed like a birthmark on your hand? And I was like, no, guys, I got a wart burned off, which is like I almost said my boyfriend's 40th birthday party.
Boyfriend's 40th.
And that is when... Everyone had, and then it made me feel a lot better. Everyone was like, "Oh yeah," and some people were like, "Yeah, a year ago I had to get."
Yeah, don't.
I had to get my hands cut off.
Don't send us photos.
No, I don't want to see.
But I would like to know.
You know what is always so wild to me is like the thought of going to school for so long and being like, "I'm going to be a dermatologist and look at warts and like
buttholes." I feel like they look at my butthole when I get
when
a
they
skin
spread
check.
The cheeks. Yeah. But like that's just such an interesting one.
I think they make a shit ton of money.
Oh yeah, and like acne and pus. Like,
oh yeah, you're right.
You know, they look at like the skin things are not like.
No.
barnacles.
When you think about it, doctors are must be kind of weird.
Oh, they have to be. I mean, they're looking at our barnacles all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that our dermatologist, the one you don't see, but the one I do, when I had this thing and I asked him, he said, it's a barnacle.
Oh,
and
I have one too.
I said, why the fuck never call something that hangs off my body a barnacle?
I know. And then I got it removed and the scar is worse than the barnacle.
A life lesson.
This is 32. You have 34. Barnacles and...
Wow, you're 32.
Yeah.
You're doing it. I feel better that you're like not 30 anymore. I didn't like when...
I don't.
I feel much better.
You know what I was thinking about today? And I got a little teary-eyed.
No, don't even.
Jane Fonda was talking about her third act at 60. I was like, oh my God, we're in our second act.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I know. I love that idea.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, I'm still in my first act.
Absolutely not.
But it's probably better to be in the second act. The first act.
Is hard.
Yeah. It's really tough.
Yeah. Speaking of doctors, would you like to say goo?
I'd love to say goo.
Into our talk about Grays.
Yes, you take us there.
Okay, so it's funny. I was going to tell Brie to take us there while I went pee, but instead she is getting up to get a drink, which is fine. I wish I could eat a popsicle on air, but I can't. That's what I really want right now.
That would be really absurd.
Disgusting. I have really good popsicles in the freezer.
Sorry.
Okay. We are talking about nothing in particular, just our predictions for the finale.
Yes.
So we're going to go through some cliffhangers that it left us on. Catherine Fox Award.
Who's going to get it?
We know Winston is nominated and Nick Marsh, and we don't know the others. Do you think it's going to be someone we don't know, or do you think it's one of the two of them? Winston did it for the Something with Hearts with Maggie, so it'd be the two of them getting it.
Right.
And Nick Marsh's was it using the pig?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
So I feel like it would be like a better storyline if Maggie was still on the show, but she's not. So we don't even get
to. But she's in the finale.
Oh, she is.
Her and Meredith are
I didn't realize that she was. I thought it was just Meredith who was in the
finale.
Both
of them, I think, will be there.
Okay. Well, then I hope it's them.
I think it'd be a good round out.
Yeah.
Because Winston, you know, the whole thing was him feeling hurt because Maggie, which like rightly so, did not include him.
Yeah.
And this would be like, he gets a Catherine Fox Award.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one.
And do we think they stay separated? They're not divorced.
I think they have to. I mean, because she's not on the show. Unless Winston is leaving, or unless they do a thing where they're like, we're going to live separately and like we'll fly to see each other. But they already did that for a while. Or they were in COVID.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't see, unless he leaves and that's how they stay together.
Right.
I don't think it makes sense for them to stay together with him on the show.
I think they get closure with this, but yeah, that they don't stay together.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Meredith and Nick are going to see each other. Nick did not want to go, but then Lucas. Oh, we didn't talk about Lucas's. Was it ADHD? ADD.
Oh, ADHD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas kind of convinced him, like, I need to see you there so that I have hope that, like, that could be me someday. So he's going to go, which means he's going to see Meredith. What's going to happen? Because right now he's the residency director.
Right. It's the same thing. Like, how can they stay together unless he leaves the show?
Which I don't know.
That he is or is staying.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing that makes me want him to is I do think he's good at teaching.
Yeah.
I also am like, I roll at having to meet another. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have Richard be in charge of the teaching program again.
I agree.
It's just done.
And then, so the question is, though, besides Nick, I think the biggest question is, how does Meredith's story end?
I know.
Does it end with Nick, or does it end with her being in Boston with her children alone? Mm-hmm. And I think what makes the most sense is her being with her children alone. I don't see
even it. After watching season 18.
Oh, damn it.
No, I know. I mean, it's.
Damn it. You had to pull that one on
I
me.
Just, I hope there's some sort of, they ended so weirdly. She ignored his call. She acted like she couldn't hear him.
Right, on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And he's so hurt. There's no way they can, like, fix their relationship in one sight.
No.
So I don't know. I think I agree with you.
Maybe
though.
She's found someone else already.
Oh, God. It's Riggins.
Riggins?
Oh, wait. What's his name?
Riggs.
Riggs. Riggins is from Friday Night Lights.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I feel like she ends up alone with her kids. Okay. And alone in a good way. Like, yeah. Not alone, like, sad alone. But like,
satisfied.
Yeah, like, she's doing research for the foundation and whatever.
Okay. What do you think about the scene of Lucas telling Simone not to get married?
I thought that was a great scene.
So did I.
Yeah, I really liked that scene.
Being back in the house is
that
refreshing.
Red wall is awful.
Yeah, the red is a bad color. But, like, being back there, but not with our same people, but with, like, the same... As much as I am, like, annoyed that this is the route the show took, I recognize it's happened and I can't, like, will it not to.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it is refreshing to have interns again and have it be too. Focused on them.
And to be in that same house. And
yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
That scene was good.
Yeah. When he tells her not to marry.
He's kind of a goober.
I think he's really hot.
Oh, he's super hot. But yeah. Like, I just, but yeah, he, and Simone's acting was so good.
Yeah.
Like, she had wet eyes.
Yeah. What's like, she because do? She's changed and he sees her for, can you imagine if someone said that to you? Like, don't get married.
I love when he said he probably does see you, but it's an older version of
yeah.
you. I thought that was like good.
Yeah. So, okay.
Also her dress. I'm sorry. I don't care about tradition. That was ugly.
I don't even remember what the dress looked
she's
like.
She's wearing her. She had a really cool pantsuit she was going to wear, but then her mom pulled out her grandma's dress or something. Mm. But they're not like altering it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she's, I don't think she's, I think it's me like the wedding is going to be the last scene of the show.
So we're not going to know?
Or we do, but like, it's not, then that's the cliffhanger.
Okay.
Okay. They can't do what Jackson did.
No. Well, they won't because he already told her. Like,
he already told her. Do you think she's going to like get to the wedding or she's going to stop it before it happens? We've had Amelia run away.
Or do you think she's going to get married?
Oh, that would be heartbreaking.
I mean, there is that option that she does get married.
Yeah.
And I mean, because we had George get married to Callie and then,
yeah,
you know, so there's that option too, that she gets married. I don't think she will. Or maybe she'll postpone it.
I want that guy to like be in the show.
Well, he's not even really in the show, right? Yeah.
He was just in that one episode.
But then what does that mean? Okay, this is what I think. I think maybe she won't get married, but it's not. We're going to still have the slow burn with them.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, like something's going to happen with that.
Remember the audacity of Derek getting with Rose?
The audacity.
Like, what was he wasting his time doing?
Well, Meredith wouldn't commit. She can't not make commitment.
It's just silly.
I mean, he played Rose, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the wedding scene. Speaking of the wedding, it's Yasuda, but Mika, I should know this. I think it's Mika.
Okay.
Micah doesn't, I'm pronouncing it like the singer, Mika. Remember that guy?
I thought that person's name was Micah.
Who knows? Micah to me is M-I-C-A-H. M-I-K-A to me is Mika.
I thought it was Micah.
It's spelled M-I-K-A. So it's Micah?
That's what I don't know.
I don't know. We'll call her Yasuda.
There we go.
Yasuda and Helm,
mm-hmm.
Love them.
Yes.
Helm is coming back because Helm made some standards that Richard needs to meet and Richard agreed to them.
Well, because of Yasuda.
Right. Yasuda's complaint.
Yeah.
Which was great. That whole, I love Yasuda's like anxiety of like.
Well, I quit.
Yeah. Right. It's funny. I think it's like a fun character moment. That whole boardroom meeting was kind of funny. Like. Them just being like, wait, actually, we're all terrible. Like, yeah. I don't know. It was just like the old people. It felt like the old people are all in a room.
Yeah.
And the young people are outside. But Helm is coming back and is going to be co-resident, what is it called, the position?
Oh, chief resident.
Co-chief resident with Link. Or my God, Levi. My brain has stopped working. Glasses. And so she's going to technically be like Mika's boss.
Right. And Yasuda had asked her to the...
To the wedding. But technically the wedding is before she starts.
Yes.
So they're going to go together.
So I think they're going to go and I think they're going to have sex or something like that, you know?
And then they have to be not together.
Yeah. I think then there's going to...
So that's two slow burn... Actually, we have three because then we also have Quan and Jules.
Yes. How do you feel about them?
I like it.
Okay.
It kind of reminds me of like... Alex and
Izzy
a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's very different than Izzy.
Yeah.
But just in like, they almost like hate each other, but then they like hate fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's also, I think he has like a sensitive side also mm-hmm. that
kind of like Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I just like that. I think that's why the show is good, because we're not like getting these relationships. We're having to just like sit in the tension.
Yeah. Were there any other ones?
Yeah. Joe Wilson and Sam.
Okay. I feel so sad because Link was going to tell her that he loved her. And then Luna had the hearing thing happen.
Yep.
And so I just, it's enough. But again, they're giving us that slow fucking burn, which is what we want. But also I'm like, just get together. Like, yeah. I really want them to get together.
I do too. The Sam things kind of feels like the Denny. Little bit, mm-hmm. which there's only one episode this season left. Granted, his injuries are severe, so like,
yeah,
he could be there a long time. So is he gonna die, or is he gonna, I don't know. I don't know if I like his vibe that much, but Joe's into it. She's laughing.
She is into it, and I think like, is Joe like willing to sacrifice her ethics to date right. a patient? Like, I don't know.
I don't think she's like Izzy in that way.
Yeah, I don't either.
So that'll be interesting. I do want Joe and Link to get together, though.
Yeah.
He needs to not be so broody.
Oh, and then there's that part where, like, it's like, you guys live together? And Link says yes, and she says,
we're roommates. Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah. Link, because they have, like, a little family.
Link is a sad boy.
Yeah.
He's been a sad boy this whole season. I did like Amelia's, what she called it, apology to her.
Yeah.
Winston is still mad at her, though.
He is. He is not having it.
Yeah.
Which, what did she do? She blamed him.
Yeah. You saw that episode when Addison like calls her out, which I don't think we ever talked about that in the pod, but that was a great scene. And we talked about it in a text group with our friend, but like how much we love the I love you and.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's such an important mm-hmm. way of loving someone.
Yeah.
When they need help.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones?
Max. Do you think she's going to live or die? That's Jules's 80-year-old roommate or 80-some-year-old roommate. Who had the UTI that then led to sepsis. I like her. And I kind of want her to live because I want Jules to have this 80-year-old roommate. I think that's like a very fun storyline, especially if Max continues to be like in it.
Yeah, I hope she lives.
Me too. I have an acquaintance, I suppose, who lives in California who is in grad school for similar to what you're in, a different program though, but needed to find a roommate and is living with an 80-some-year-old woman.
That's amazing. My cousin actually did that similar in California.
Yeah.
She lived I think she was in her 80s.
Yeah.
And like kind of helped out. But like also the 80-year-old woman was like kicking it.
Yeah. This lady, Judith, is so great. And
Where is she? Is she in
Oakland?
Oh.
But the things she posts, I'm like, what a life experience.
Yeah.
We don't learn enough from our elders.
We don't.
Luckily, this is like a really liberal elder. I don't think I could live with like a really...
Can you imagine too being like, because how old is your acquaintance friend? Like 30s?
She's like 38.
Okay, yeah. And then being like, imagine you being in your 80s, owning a home or whatever, and being young... like, I need a roommate and I'm going to like, I'm thinking a 38-year-old. Like...
How you keep me young.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so...
You'll hear from us soon about our reaction.
Yeah, sorry it's a little delayed.
That's right. I don't know why I'm saying that's all right. That's all right, Abby.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, thanks for letting us do a palate cleanser.
And we will see you guys for our reaction, and then we'll let you know where we're going from there.
Yeah, we don't know yet. The road less traveled.
All right.
But in the meantime, support us on patreon.com/theoncallroom. We really appreciate it. Maybe we will find guidance through that.
Maybe.
Time of death. You can do it.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, 1931.
Beep.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.